I'm David Brancaccio in New York. U.S.-Japan trade talks are set to open today in Washington, the first trade meeting involving just these two countries since President Trump pulled the U.S. out of the broader Trans-Pacific Partnership last year. On the agenda, what could become a general agreement with Japan, plus the threatened increase in U.S. tariffs on Japanese cars and trucks. Marketplace's Renata Sego has more.
Sure. President Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe look like pals. They've reportedly spoken more than 20 times over the phone. They've shared burgers and golf. But if we're talking U.S.-Japan trade relations, it's more
suspense and tension.
Maria Solis runs the Center for East Asia Policy Studies at Brookings. The U.S. and Japan trade $200 billion in goods and services each year. Last year, Japan sent about 20% of its exports to the U.S. Cars topped that list. Solis says if the U.S. raises tariffs on auto exports, it would hurt.
The stakes are extremely high. The auto industry is very important to the Japanese economy.
Trump's push for a bilateral agreement is another sore spot, says Jeffrey Schott, senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. He says it could require Japan
to make many more commitments, particularly in the agricultural area, but also on manufacturers.
Japan's been closely watching the maybe trade wars the U.S. has launched with both China and the EU, looking to avoid its own. I'm Renata Seiko for Marketplace.